It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
A heads up. This story contains references to sex and pornography and might not be appropriate for every listener. Previously on Campus Files.
She's Carmen.
And he's Joe.
And we are
the sexy happy couple. And this is
Sexy Healthy Cooking.
We have breaking news tonight. UWL Chancellor Joe Gao has been fired for producing online pornography.
He was guilty of, quote, unethical and potentially illegal conduct.
Joe Gao under fire for hiring a porn star to give a speech.
It seemed to be really well received by students, not as well received by system officials.
Gao says the board fired him because they were uncomfortable with him and his wife producing and appearing in pornographic videos.
Alrighty, it is 26 degrees outside. I am in a little neighborhood outside of La Crosse, Wisconsin.
That's Campus Files producer Elliot Adler. He's standing outside the home of Joe Gao, the former chancellor of University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. Last week, you heard Joe's story, the popular, long-serving chancellor of a major UW campus, who was fired for posting pornographic content of him and his wife online. We sent Elliot to dig deeper into the story. He'll take it from here.
In December of 2024, I found myself walking through a few inches of fresh snow to the home of Joe Gao and his wife, Carmen Wilson.
Whoa! Are you Joe? I'm Elliot.
Good to see you. You can park in the driveway.
Would you prefer that? I'm happy to.
That might be better for your car.
3 weeks prior, I'd reached out to the couple to see if they'd be willing to talk about their situation. Within 4 hours, they'd responded with an invite to their home, which, after reparking my car, I was welcomed into.
Take two. Hey. Here we go.
And here's Carmen.
Hey, Carmen. I'm Elliot.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thanks for coming.
I love this neighborhood. Love the house.
This week on Campus Files, we talked to Joe Gao and Carmen Wilson to hear their side of the story. Joe Gao is a tall, fit, wiry guy in his mid-60s with a pretty full head of salt and pepper hair. Carmen Wilson is a bit younger, has long brown hair with bangs, and that day was wearing a pair of flared, rodeo-appropriate jeans.
At the outset, we'll say I've gotten a whole lot of attention because I was in the chancellor job and it was a very high-profile thing and fired. But Carmen's story is equally interesting. It just doesn't tend to get told. So we're always eager to tell the full story because this is really a partnership. I mean, for lack of a better metaphor, you know, it's like Simon and Garfunkel. I mean, you couldn't do it alone. It's two people making equal contributions. In some cases, like the cooking piece, that's all her. So there's a lot there that I don't think has been talked about yet. We're here to do that.
We know where this story ends, but how does a university chancellor start making porn and lose his job because of it? To understand that, we need to hear from Joe's wife, the Garfunkel to his Simon.
My doctorate is in counseling psychology, and I had intended to be a therapist. And as it turned out, my husband at the time got a job at University of Wisconsin-La Crosse.
This is a previous marriage Carmen is talking about long before Joe Gao.
Then I moved up here, and there were not therapy jobs, but there were teaching jobs at UWL. So I started teaching in the psychology department and really loved it. And as I got into a faculty role, a tenured and full professor, I became involved in lots of service activities, chaired the search for the chancellor.
This is where Carmen first met Joe. She was on the committee that eventually hired him, and she later became his chief of staff. During this time, Carmen also played bagpipes in Joe's faculty band. So did her soon-to-be ex-husband, and so did Joe's soon-to-be ex-wife. The two couples eventually split. That's when Joe and Carmen got together. Now, Campus Files is a show about college life in America. But to truly understand how and why this university chancellor lost his job, we need to go behind closed doors.
This is neither of our first marriages. We've both been married before. And, you know, we knew what we wanted sexually. Our partners were not always on the same page. So that when we got together as we were older, it's sort of like, well, what do you want sexually? Let's not play any games here. Let's make sure we're on the same page.
Pretty soon after getting together, in 2011, Carmen left the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse for a new position as dean of UW-Rock County, a small school in southern Wisconsin, which was about 3 hours away. The couple maintained a long-distance relationship while they each led their respective schools.
At some point, we said, oh, what would it be like to have sex on video, you know? And so, I don't know. Well, then we're going to need to go buy a camcorder. So we went to the Best Buy in Janesville, Wisconsin, near her campus. And we went over to the video camera area. And one of the nice clerks there came over and she said, can I help you? No, we're going to buy a video camera. And the clerk says,
what are you going to shoot? I said, stuff. And she said, like sports? I said, yeah, like that. You're going to need a tripod. Sure enough, we did need a tripod.
Which they used to shoot videos of themselves having sex. It was their kink. On weekends, they would visit each other and expand their repertoire in the bedroom.
If you don't mind just talking me through, you've got a home camcorder. How do you end up flying out to Las Vegas and hiring known pornographic actors?
We were interested in involving other people in our sex life. And experimented with things, and we tried polyamory for about 10 seconds, and that works for many people, did not work for us. We went to a swingers club that was just a comedy of errors, not for us. And so it's like, well, how can we get other people involved in a way that there's no weirdness, no emotional struggles? Well, hire a professional. And so we did hire some professional sex workers out where it's legal.
In Nevada.
In Nevada.
Yeah, the Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
Yeah, yeah. And then he hired a male stripper for me. We were in Chicago. And that was fun. And this guy worked in the industry. And he said, well, you know, there's this Exotica, which is a sex convention. There's talent there. And you could call an agent and see if, you know, say, we want to shoot some video with some of your talent.
This was around 2013, about 6 years into Joe's chancellorship at UW-La Crosse.
And I was just kind of like, yeah, right. And then we went home and we talked about that. And I said, all right, I'm going to call up one of these big agencies and say, you're going to be in Chicago, your people, and we want to make a documentary and interview somebody and then have a sex scene with them and we'll shoot it. And would you do that? And they were kind of, well, are you serious about this? And I said, oh yeah, we're on the level. And they said, all right, we'll send pictures of the two of you and we'll run it by the owner and see what he thinks. And so they did talk to the owner and we were able to book some performers. It really was a lot of fun, but it also clued us into, you know, you don't want to be having to worry about holding the camera and zooming and all of that. So you need to get professional people.
Not long after their first experience with a porn star, while actually on a work trip to Los Angeles, the couple hired a full production crew. It would just be Joe and Carmen in the scene. But behind the camera, there was a videographer, production assistant, and makeup artist. All of this took place in a penthouse apartment with a view of the Hollywood sign. Going forward, about once a year, the couple would fly out to Phoenix or LA or Las Vegas and shoot a scene. Sometimes just the two of them on camera, sometimes hiring a porn star to join them.
The videos that we made those for us. And so it's kind of like painting a painting, just, well, I'm not doing this to try to sell it. I'm just doing it as self-expression.
Perhaps drawing on their educator instincts, the couple would often interview the porn star during these shoots.
To some degree, is just to humanize the talent in the industry because, you know, we have a talent person, we interview them, and to realize that these are highly educated people, often married, in relationships. They go to the grocery store just like you and I do. So it's fun to get to know them.
Joe and Carmen married in 2014. And around this same time, Joe had an idea of a way to kind of spice up the interviews that they were conducting with the porn stars.
The cooking videos, that was really Joe's idea.
We were always looking for, okay, what's the next thing we can do that we haven't done that maybe will, you know, kind of up the production values and make this more interesting? And we were in a gym, we were on the elliptical machines, and there are the monitors up in front of you on the TVs with the sound down. And I was pumping away there, and I looked up and I saw Chip and Joanna Gaines, and I thought, yeah, they're an attractive couple. And I thought, you know, Carmen's as telegenic as Joanna. Maybe I'm in Chip's league, I don't know. But boy, what could we do something like this, like that's more the couple is really emphasized. And then I turned my head and I saw the Food Network and said, oh, cooking, yeah, Carmen's a great vegan cook. And so got this wild idea. And I remember when I pitched that idea to you, you thought that's a little wild.
And and a teaspoon of salt.
Shake, shake, shake.
Shake, shake, shake. Shake your booty. And then I'm just going to mash this up.
But as you can hear, Joe's wild idea had legs.
I see you're very hands-on.
I am very hands-on.
I would know.
Right?
What is the crew saying? Are they saying, who are you shooting this for? Or is it kind of an understood thing that people shoot boutique porn for themselves?
I think we were very unusual couple for them. And the cooking piece, I think they enjoyed that because it was something different than what they typically do.
Some people, they don't cook at all. Other people like Nina Hartley, who's a legendary figure, she was just all, oh, I love to cook and let's talk food and, you know, everything like that. And one of the people, a guy named Damon Dice, he actually had a culinary arts degree from a school. And so he was all about, let me get in there and chop up stuff with you. And I think for everybody, the food piece was unusual in a fun way.
Yes.
In a way, and I hope this isn't dismissive, but it sounds like you were cosplaying at being porn stars.
I don't find that dismissive.
I'll take it. Yeah,
absolutely.
And then also kind of cosplaying as having a cooking show.
Absolutely, yeah.
While Joe and Carmen were enjoying this new aspect of their relationship, their work life was changing. Carmen lost her job to budget cuts, and she ended up moving to North Dakota for a new position. It was around this time that both Joe and Carmen started to see some major and troubling changes on their campuses.
when I started in academia and when Joe got to be chancellor, campuses, you know, were really given the autonomy to decide what was best for them and to work towards those things. And then it shifted the people in charge, the boards, the president of the system, whomever would say, no, we're going to do it. You're going to do it this way. And in part, that was influenced by legislators. This is what you educators are going to do. And that's just not tenable.
When I was hired to be chancellor, it was really do your own thing, develop an identity for the campus. You know, the system didn't really want to meddle in the campus affairs. And over time, there was more and more political influence.
It was in 2018 that Joe caught tons of flack from his bosses for inviting adult film star and sex educator Nina Hartley to speak on campus.
And then now you even have legislators wanting to talk about, you know, what we can teach or not teach on campus.
After four trying years in North Dakota, in 2020, Carmen took a job at a school in Buffalo, New York. Joe was thinking about stepping down as chancellor, and the couple actually bought a house in Buffalo. But within a year of moving, Carmen was forced out of her position. The school was shuttered shortly thereafter. Thankfully, another school in Western New York promised Carmen a job, but...
3 or 4 months go by, and then she gets an email, and it's like, no, you're not getting the job.
Literally, like, two sentences. I mean, he didn't even have the courtesy to call me on the phone, you know? But it was just, it was so disheartening and disrespectful, and that was really the straw that did it for me.
But yeah, I mean, she didn't deserve that, and so it was like this, well, hey, what else are we gonna do with our lives? And that's when we started to take some chances with the videos.
June is here, which means it's finally time to reach for your summer wardrobe. And if you're trying to look good without overheating, Quince is your best bet. Their summer collection has all the warm weather staples: breathable linen, washable silk, and soft organic cotton. I now own their 100% linen pants in more colors than I'd like to admit. And the best part is that you get all that quality without the luxury markup. Everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Quince works directly with ethical factories and cuts out the middlemen, so you're paying for quality, not brand markup. And it's not just clothing. Quince has become a destination for elevated essentials across the home, from kitchen to bedding, making it easy to bring a more premium feel into everyday life. Elevate your summer wardrobe. Go to quince.com/campus for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/campus for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/campus.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
This brings us to the fall of 2023. Joe had announced his intention to retire from the chancellorship at the end of the academic year, and Carmen had more or less given up on her academic career. They also happened to be sitting on a modest collection of sexual videos they had made over the previous decade.
We would make maybe one video a year. Occasionally, I think there was once where we had two in a calendar year, but they were 9 months apart. I mean, so this is not something that we did all the time.
These videos that we've been making completely in secret. I mean, nobody knew about that other than the people we worked on them with. I mean, no, we didn't tell any friends or family or anybody. And we thought, well, maybe we could put some videos into the world and just see whether people would like them, you know? And so we started with OnlyFans and Loyal Fans, which are sites where you have to join and pay. And so it's a pretty restricted area.
If I were still pursuing a career in academia, we never would have posted them anywhere. But once we had made that decision, it's like, okay, well, we could post them behind paywalls because that's the safest place.
So we put the videos out. What happened?
Three people cared. Literally, we had like three followers. And so, you know, we would sell one a day or two a day and like, ooh, that's exciting. We made $1.20, you know, or something like that.
And we weren't in it for the money. But it's kind of like if you wrote a book or you recorded a song or you did a podcast, you want an audience for it. And so we were talking about our frustrations with the guy who edits the videos. And he is employed by a big company that's a studio that makes adult content. And he said, well, you know, the free sites, you might get more interest there. So we put a couple of videos on the sites Pornhub and X-Hamster. And the Pornhub site got a little bit of interest, you know, maybe a few hundred views. X-Hamster, that was the real shock. 10 views, 100 views. The next day, 1,000 views. 10,000 views, 100,000 views. Before we knew it, in a few weeks...
Like 2 weeks.
We were the number two creators on X-Hamster for North America.
And we had over 1 million views of, I don't know, we had 3 or 4 videos. So combined over 1 million views.
It was this strange surprise. And then it'd be kind of like if you recorded a song and then you heard it on the radio. Oh, people actually like this.
I didn't really process what that meant. We know that Joe is very recognizable. Wherever we go, literally in the world, we're likely to have somebody come up to and say, oh, Joe Gao. You know, we're in Mexico and there were three couples at the resort. Oh, Joe from La Crosse, you know. And so we know he's recognizable. So there was this sense that, yeah, probably somebody's going to see it. But if they're there, if they're on X-Hamster, they're going to X-Hamster to watch porn. So
what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Joe was confident they were in the clear. So much so that even when he received an email from the UW legal team saying they wanted to meet with him regarding a personnel matter, he wasn't worried in the least. This was just before Christmas, 2023.
Now, if you've been doing this as long as I have, 16 years, that's a pretty common thing. You know, something's happening. I didn't know it was about me. And so I went to the Zoom meeting and there's one of the lead attorneys and somebody from the HR office. And they started asking me about the videos.
The university was especially interested in whether Joe had failed to report money that he had made from his pornographic career. The answer was basically no. Even 1 million views on X-Hamster was pennies in advertising. Joe was uneasy, but not overly concerned.
This was the Wednesday before Christmas, and I didn't even tell Carmen about this meeting because we were going on a trip to visit family, and I didn't want to put a cloud over it.
But what were you feeling?
I was really puzzled. I mean, I thought I was going to get a phone call from the president of the system, and he was going to say, hey, these videos are a problem for us. You need to take them down, or you need to just resign quietly so that we don't call a lot of attention to this. And that's the way they usually operate.
You got any examples?
Well, not that I can really talk about. In general, the big one in the era that both of us was sexual harassment, that you'd hear about, okay, a complaint has been filed. This professor is sexually harassing a student. We'd do an investigation. You'd find out if you have enough evidence to prove that. If so, talk to that person, and they would always just retire or resign.
But that's not how things played out. Instead, while on vacation in Florida over Christmas break, at 8 p.m. on December 27,
He gets an email that you've been fired as chancellor, and the president said he was filing a complaint to have him removed of his tenure position.
How are you feeling during all of this?
You know, I was shocked. It was immediate, like, crisis mode. Like, how do we deal with this right now? Because this is going to be a big story, and we have families, right? And so we needed to address that. So very early the next morning on the 28th, we called our families. So I called my daughter first because I knew she would be up because she's got little ones. And then I waited to call my mom, and she lives in a little town north of here, and she walks with her lady friends in the morning time. And so I called her, and she was walking with her lady friends. And I said, well, I can wait till you get home and, you know, you can call me back. She's like, no, you can tell me now. And so I told her, and she was shocked, but she's like, we'll get through this. Well, she gets off the phone, and her lady friends had already heard.
It was, so that was very difficult to try to explain in a phone call. Well, for the past 10 years, we've been secretly making sexually explicit videos and writing books, and now we've been exposed, and this is going to be in the media. That was quite a hectic time.
Yeah. It's crisis mode. It was just constant responding to emails in the airport, on the plane before they shut the door, on the plane after you land, in the Delta lounge. I clearly remember going through Joe's phone, his email, and all of the people that we had not responded to, and I would click on one and I would call them and I would say, hi, I'm Carmen Wilson, I'm Joe Gow's wife, he can talk to you now if you want, and handing the phone to him. And then he would say his bit, and then we'd do the next one and the next one and the next one. And by the time we got home, we had gotten through everybody, but it was a long day.
Had either of you ever experienced that sort of like emotional drain from whether it was a familial, professional sort of thing?
Not like that, no. I mean, it was just so sudden and overwhelming and unexpected. I mean, you know, we both lost a parent, but it was that you have some preparation for this. There was no prep, right? It was just like the 27th, he gets at like 8 o'clock, gets the letter. The 28th at 8 o'clock, the phone starts ringing and doesn't stop.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
For the next 9 months, Joe fought for his job as a tenured professor, a battle he ultimately lost.
The one thing I guess we would hope is that people would say, regardless of the media or the message or what have you, there's a First Amendment, and what we did was an exercise in free expression, and you know that has to be respected at some level.
In January of 2025, on the first day of the spring semester, Joe filed a federal lawsuit against the UW system. He claims his dismissal was unconstitutional, violating both his free speech rights and the system's own stated commitment to academic freedom.
Where are things now? Are you still making content?
We haven't made any content since well before this whole thing broke. And I would say that people, I think, sometimes think that, oh, we make all this content. The reality is we would make maybe one video a year, and we funded it all. And I don't know that we will continue to make sexual content. We might do other things, like the cooking piece. We really enjoy that.
And your videos are still available for
yes.
purchase, but you're not adding new ones.
Correct.
Does that bring in some money these days?
I would say at this point, between OnlyFans and loyal fans, you know, we're looking at $2,000 to $3,000 a month.
It is definitely kind of a period in time for us that we did this as a hobby, and you know, it will always be that.
That's right.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing?
Good. You know, we're doing well. I think in many ways, this whole experience has brought us even closer together, you know, just because we've had to stand unified against the critics. But we have a lot of support, too. In the very beginning, we got actually snail mail from alumni and other people that we didn't even know saying, we support you. We think you're getting a raw deal. One alum sent a picture of her family Christmas card. And on it, she wrote, you know, my husband's from Germany and he doesn't understand what the fuss is about, right? We go out into the community and people come up to us all the time and say, you know, we're standing behind you. And so they've started to see us, you know, as an interesting couple. So the fact that their parents or legislators think we're corrupting the young minds, that's not been our experience when we interact with students. And so that's fun.
I guess what we wish is that the people who are so uncomfortable, hey, nobody's making you go and watch this. You have to choose to do that. So don't watch it, but don't try to take away the freedom that people who do want to see these things have. You know, we don't think that's appropriate.
Well, and we think what we do is very sex positive.
Even if Joe doesn't get his job back, he's not stepping away from education entirely. He plans to stay connected, just in a different way.
We were invited just the other week to go to the University of Minnesota and speak in a media law class. And that was just fantastic. We like to get out and meet with people and have good discussions like we're having right now. And so we would love to travel and visit university and college campuses or anywhere else where people want to get together and talk about all the issues that our situation raises and what it implies for the future.
Best case scenario, how does it end?
I get my job back as a faculty member. And there probably will be some monetary damages to pay the attorneys who so kindly have put in the time to do this. And we're very lucky that I have a pension and we have to pay for our own health insurance now. And we'd like to get that rectified through the courts and get that back. It's not a question. A lot of people who are involved in the sex industry, you know, they have to do things because they got to make a living and pay their bills. We're okay on that count. So it's really more the principle of the thing than any kind of economic issues.
I don't know if you can equate the two, but what was more traumatic, dealing with the fallout from the videos or losing your career?
I would say losing my career, actually. I don't know if it's traumatic, but really sad. It's something that I had to grieve. You know, where putting the videos out was shocking. I mean, well, the fallout was shocking and we dealt with it and we're great. But losing that career goal, that was sad.
Do you feel like you've found a new purpose since then?
In many ways, I would say yes. Again, we think of what we're doing as sex positive. We like to have good conversations about it in whatever of this whole complex story, ranging from vegan cooking to positive sexuality to navigating sexuality with your partner to free speech to whatever it is. We enjoy that conversation. And if we can continue to have those conversations in places, that would be our purpose. And I think that's really invigorating.
Special thanks to Joe Gao and Carmen Wilson for inviting us into their home.
Campus Files is an Odyssey original podcast. This episode was written and reported by Elliot Adler. Campus Files is produced by Ian Mont, Elliot Adler, and me, Margot Gray. Our executive producers and story editors are Maddie Sprungkaiser and Lloyd Lockridge. Campus Files is edited, mixed, and mastered by Chris Basil and Andy Jaskowitz. Special thanks to Jenna Weiss-Berman, J.D. Crowley, Leah Reese-Dennis, Maura Curran, Josephina Francis, Kurt Courtney, Hilary Schuff, Sean Cherry, Laura Berman, and Hilary Van Ornum. Original theme music by James Waterman and Davey Sumner. If you have tips or story ideas, write to us at campusfilespod@gmail.com.